Latest and most complete information is the Centers for Disease Control website.
Mary had a little man,
The fault. We believe that all men are created equal.
To the magnificent mosaic that is America.
From radio beacon to radio beacon.
I have a dream.
Change has come to America.
Believe it.
Knock, knock. Who's there?
Hey! It's a figment of your imagination.
Randy Rhoads Show.
Turn up your mind.
We got into this race in order to defeat the current president and in order to usher in a new kind of politics. And that meant guiding our campaign by the values we like to call the rules of the road.
Yay for rules.
Respect, belonging, truth, teamwork, boldness, responsibility, substance, discipline, excellence, and joy.
And the American way.
And every decision we made was guided by these values. One of those values is truth, and today is a moment of truth. After a year of going everywhere, meeting everyone, defying every expectation, seeking every vote, the truth is that the path has narrowed to a close for our candidacy, if not for our cause. And another of those values is responsibility. And we have a responsibility to consider the effect of remaining in this race any further. Our goal has always been to help unify Americans to defeat Donald Trump and to win the era for our values. And so we must recognize that at this point in the race, the best way to keep faith with those goals and ideals is to step aside and help bring our party and our country together.
Bye-bye. Bye. Oh, I'm sorry to see Pete go. I just learned to really spell his name from memory. And, you know, I got to say, I'm very proud of him in this weird way. Jessica almost threw her vote away. You know, she votes in California, so she votes on Super Tuesday, and she almost threw her vote away. So thank you for dropping out ahead of Super Tuesday, Mayor Pete. He apparently is going to go on to make a super support group for candidates who won Iowa that nobody cared about, like Dick Gephardt and Tom Harkin and Mike Huckabee and Rick Santorum. They could all form some sort of a support group. Isn't that good? I mean, well. And Tom Steyer quit over the weekend as well. So here's the thing. You can maybe buy the nomination, but you can't buy it if somebody's going to outbid you like Bloomberg. So Battle of the Billionaires has been decisively decided. The billionaire that's going to go to Super Tuesday is going to be the pig, Mike Bloomberg. Woohoo! So now the list of realistic candidates is down to Bernie, Bloomberg. I mean, I can't believe you have to say that in the same, like a comma, like those two names would ever be even near each other. Biden and Warren. I thought Klobuchar would continue. I did. I thought she would stay in the race and audition for vice president or a cabinet slot. But, you know, while Tulsi Gabbard, of course, auditions for Fox News. But she just dropped out an hour ago, too. So Klobuchar is now out.
Oh!
So the big four are still intact. The little ones are gone. And so we have to say congratulations to Joe Biden, who won his first presidential primary ever over the weekend, Christina. Yeah, he won South Carolina. So he will not be known as the Buffalo Bills of presidential candidates. Isn't that so now all he has to do is win a bunch more. That's all he has to do is win a whole bunch more of primaries by the end of tomorrow because it's Super Tuesday Eve. What are you going to wear tonight, everybody? What are you going to wear? It's Super Tuesday Eve. And so, like I said, South Carolina would go by very, very fast. And it would be known as Joe Biden's version of what was supposed to happen in Iowa. But didn't. So that's where we are. I mean, the only truly viable candidate at this point seems to be, Bernie, Biden, and Warren. That's where we are. Bloomberg is trying to be anybody except Bloomberg, and we wish him luck with that because we don't want him to be Bloomberg because Bloomberg is a pig. Did I say that? So what is he doing? He's trying to win a media blitz. He put up a three-minute commercial, a three-minute ad. You know what that had to cost to place? I mean, to make a one-minute ad and to buy the time to air a one-minute ad in the large media markets that are left for Super Tuesday, you know, media markets like California, do you have any? I'm not talking American Samoa, which, you know, if people vote for their home state person, then Tulsi Gabbard should win American Samoa tomorrow. And you could laugh. You could say, why do I care? Because if she gets a delegate, if she gets one by winning American Samoa, she very well could be on the debate stage yet again and audition yet again for some sort of a slot on the Fox News, one vowel away from what it does to the news. So we got to keep an eye. This is amazing. That we actually have to watch now American Samoa on Super Tuesday tomorrow. But media markets like California and Denver, you know, Colorado is up tomorrow. You know, you've got the Twin Cities in, you know, Minnesota. You've got Texas with Dallas and Houston. These are big media markets. And Bloomberg decided he was going to put up a three-minute ad, not a one-minute ad, but he was going to pay triple the price it cost to place a one-minute ad on all these stations ahead of Super Tuesday, making himself look like the president of the United States and leading us in the battle against the coronavirus.
Good evening.
Hi.
I know this has been a very worrisome week for many Americans. The coronavirus is spreading and the economy is taking a hit. Markets have fallen because of uncertainty. At times like this, it's the job of the president to reassure the public that he or she is taking all the necessary steps to protect the health and well-being of every citizen. The public wants to know their leader is trained, informed, and respected. When a problem arises, they want someone in charge who can marshal facts and expertise to confront the problem. They want him or her to prepare for events like these in advance with teams of experts. Communications must be honest and transparent so people can be confident that professionals are in charge. Trust is essential. Government's resources must be focused and priorities clear and consistent.
This goes on for another 2.5 minutes, you know. This is what he did. He's media blitzing everybody, and nobody knows him, and he's got the cash. And so that's what we're left with. We're left with Bernie, Bloomberg, Biden, and Warren. Warren says she's in it for the long haul. She thinks she can still win. Buttigieg did the math, and he was out of money. And so he had to pull out. Now, tonight in Dallas is a very big night. Tonight, there's a big rally in Dallas for Joe Biden. Amy Klobuchar and Pete Buttigieg are going to endorse Joe Biden tonight in Dallas. So this consolidates the moderates in the party, with the exception of Mike Bloomberg, who is literally pushing anybody with any money off to the side because he's got all the money. He has it all. In fact, if he did nothing, if he did absolutely nothing for the rest of this year, next year, the year after that, if he took, you know, he's what, 70, how old is he? He's like 78 years old. If he took the next 10 years off and did absolutely nothing, not even made a phone call or moved anything around, nothing, he would still make $2 billion a year for 20 billion more dollars is what he would make doing absolutely nothing. So, you know, this is probably what Tom Steyer knows, and so Tom Steyer dropped out too. But I was wondering who the Buttigieg supporters would go for. I was wondering if Pete was out because there are young voters like Jessica. Brett also liked Buttigieg, now we can say, right? He liked him a lot. A lot of people around here, around me, like Buttigieg a lot. So I was wondering where those voters would go, but it appears that Buttigieg himself is going over to Biden, and Klobuchar herself is going over to Biden. So is Elizabeth Warren right in thinking that when people drop out, she might pick up their voters? I don't know.